Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This summer marks 20 years since Hurricane Andrew. And each week we're bringing you stories in our Remembering Andrew series. For his entire adult life, Ron McGill has been taking care of animals. In 1992, he was an aspiring photographer and the man behind the lens for one of the most famous photos to come out of Hurricane Andrew. In the photograph, a bunch of flamingos huddle in a restroom at Miami Metro Zoo. The floor is covered with hay and a white glare bounces off the tiled wall. Ariana Prothero has the story behind the photo.
The day before Hurricane Andrew hit, Ron McGill was nailing plywood over the windows at his house. He was also feeding rhinoceroses and rounding up a couple dozen flamingos.
I remember thinking, gosh, you know, this hurricane better come after all this work because I'm working my butt off here and it better not be for nothing.
The staff at Miami Metro Zoo waited till the very last minute to move the flamingos. It's a stressful process for the birds. They can easily break a leg. So the staff wanted to be as certain as possible that the storm was going to hit. Around 10 a.m., Ron and a group of his coworkers climbed into the flamingo pond by the zoo's entrance. They formed a half circle and started advancing on the birds.
That's when all of a sudden I go, okay, everybody, one, two, go. And everybody goes in and just grabs as many flamingos as they can.
And note, we did not speed up the following audio.
And we're handing them up. We got people on the bridge. We're handing them up one by one. And they're walking into the bathroom, letting them go to the bathroom, coming back, getting more. Person literally hand walks them, holds them up to his chest, hand walks to the bathroom, opens the bathroom door, lets them go. And they immediately go to the other flamingo that's already been left out. It's the first flamingo that gets in the bathroom is kind of freaked out. Oh my God, I'm the only one here. It's just a lot of flapping, and flamingos make a very unattractive sound. It's just...
After all the flamingos were in the bathroom, Ron looked back and saw a tangled mass of long pink bird legs and necks wedged between the sinks and bathroom stalls. The tiled floor was covered with hay. That's when he thought to himself, what a weird sight.
20 to 30 flamingos just standing there. And they're all in the corner, hovering in the corner, just kind of looking at you and looking at their own reflection in the mirror on the wall over the sink. And you look at their faces and they're kind of like, what the heck is this?
The zoo had put the flamingos in the bathroom before, during previous hurricane warnings. But this time, Ron had a camera. He had taken up photography because his research was getting published and he needed photos. On his days off, Ron would shadow Miami Herald photographers.
I had learned from the guys at the Herald that, listen, in journalism, you want to capture a moment. You want to have something that's going to instill some kind of emotion. And that's what those guys taught me. And for that reason, I always had a point-and-shoot camera in my pocket. Always.
So Ron pulled out his camera.
I mean, I didn't even look through the viewfinder.
And snapped a shot. The shot, as it would turn out. He had no idea that photo would become an iconic image. Then Ron went home to his wife, who was 9 months pregnant in West Kendall. He wrote out the storm that would ultimately redefine his community and the zoo he loved. When Ron stepped out of his house after the storm passed, he saw an overturned van and a neighbor's couch in his front yard. He was surrounded by destruction.
Anybody who's seen the movie The Wizard of Oz, when the tornado, the house lands, and it's black and white, and she opens the door and it's color, she looks into Oz, it was the absolute opposite for this. I walked to my front door and I opened the door, and it's like going from the color interior of the house to just black and white devastation.
Ron's first thought was, I have to get back to the zoo. A drive that normally took 15 minutes took over an hour. He couldn't believe the devastation.
And I remember getting to the corner of 152nd and 137th Avenue, a country walk, and seeing people walking in the middle of the street with their hands on their head, just walking aimlessly, and then other people just sitting on the ground, just sobbing. And it was surreal.
On his way to the zoo, Ron saw a group of injured monkeys covered in blood running down Coral Reef Drive. He later realized they were from a nearby research center. He thought if those animals had gotten out, maybe some of the zoo's animals did too.
My first thought was everything is dead or everything is out, escaped. And as hard as it is for me to say, I said to myself, I hope if it's one or the other, I hope everything is dead. It would become a horrific, horrific scenario if you've got, you know, bears and tigers and lions and elephants and out, scared, confronting people who now no longer have a home or a way to defend themselves.
By the time Ron reached the zoo, the flamingos were far from his mind. He remembered several staff members gathering with rifles to go looking for escaped lions and gorillas. It wasn't until much later in the day, when the staff had scoured the zoo and found the holding pens for large, dangerous animals had been strong enough to withstand Hurricane Andrew, that Ron checked on the flamingos in the bathroom.
They were just standing there looking at us like, okay, what's next? You know, I mean, there was nothing extraordinary about what they were doing. They were just standing there as if they were standing anywhere else.
All the flamingos in the bathroom survived, but the zoo's aviary, known as Wings of Asia, folded like a house of cards. Almost 100 birds were killed. Soon, local news agencies were asking about the flamingos. They heard about the birds being stashed in the bathroom and asked if anyone had a picture. So Ron sent it out. That image went the 1992 equivalent of viral. Publications all over the world were picking up Ron's photo. The zoo had also put storks in a different bathroom. Ron had taken a picture of them, too. But it was the flamingos that became such a defining image for the natural disaster that turned everything on its head.
People are normally used to seeing flamingos in a beautiful tropical Caribbean setting. They are a symbol of relaxation. They're a symbol of Florida sunshine. They're a symbol of just, you know, the reasons why people come down to South Florida. And the reality is to see them locked up in a windowless bathroom with mirrors and bathroom stalls and sinks in front of them just seems to be very, very much out of place.
Today, Ron is an award-winning photographer. His pictures have appeared in publications and galleries around the world, including the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.
And yet this one point-and-shoot image that I've taken with the flamingos in the bathroom that is technically a horrific image is the image that has probably gotten more recognition than any image I've ever taken.
It may not have been technically correct or perfectly posed, but it captured a South Florida tropical paradise turned upside down. For Under the Sun, I'm Ariana Prothero.
This story was produced with help from Trina Sargalski. Ron McGill is still with the zoo. Now it's called Zoo Miami, and he's the communications manager. You can see the flamingo photo, along with the lesser-known stork photo, at WLRNunderthesun.org. And we really want to know how Andrew changed your life and South Florida, so please tell us at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.